Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The 800-mile Trans-Alaska oil pipeline was designed to cross Alaska's rivers and streams, active fault lines, and the permafrost that covers most of the state. But as the climate continues to change, the permafrost in the state is also changing. Matthew Sturm, professor of geophysics at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, tells Alaska's news source,
"It takes a long time to change the permafrost, but once it changes, it won't go back. It is an extremely clear example of climate warming. Even if people don't like it, and it has a direct impact on us because it affects infrastructure, particularly linear structures like roads, pipelines, power lines."
60 miles northwest of Fairbanks, the permafrost on Lost Creek Hill is starting to thaw, which is causing the slope to creep downward. The pipeline is below that creeping slope. A project was proposed last year by Alaska Pipeline Service Company to refreeze the slope. Tony Stripulis, state pipeline coordinator, approved the project.
"The goal is to stabilize that hill by refreezing it and keep it from sliding down towards the pipeline. A little bit of tilting of the support structures, but it's all within the allowable limits of the pipeline."
No damage to the pipeline itself has been reported. Alaska Pipeline Service Company is installing 100 freestanding heat pipes in the area to draw heat out of the ground and to refreeze it. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has placed king salmon restrictions on the Kaseelof and Kenai Rivers. The king salmon fishery on the Kenai River and Kaseelof River drainage has been restricted to catch and release only, effective 12:01 a.m. Wednesday, July 14th through 11:59 p.m. Saturday, July 31st. Area management biologist Colton Lipka.
"So our preseason forecast had put us, in a number that was within the optimal escapement goal range of 15,000 to 30,000. But the first week's passage, because we began passage estimates for the late run on July 1st. So we let that first week come in. Based off those numbers, we're now looking at a projection that is below that escapement goal. In order to give us our best opportunity to make that goal, then we needed to restrict the fishery down. What we're looking at right now is a week run or a late run. There is still that possibility that these fish could be late and still come in, but being in a more conservative stance, we felt it was most prudent to go ahead and issue the restriction, go to catch and release, and then that gives us some more time to move towards the quarter point of the run, which will be on the 17th this coming Saturday."
Lipka said that when the restriction is placed on the Kenai, it's often placed on the Kaseelof.
"So when we take restrictions on the Kenai, such as catch and release, we'll also pair up the Kaseelof to catch and release as well, because that is an unmonitored run without an escapement goal. But what we try to do is get ahead of the ballooning effect of anglers that would be leaving the Kenai to go fish the Kaseelof at a less restrictive regulation. So we pair those two up, protect the wild late run of Kaseelof at the same time as the Kenai."
In Kaseelof, the retention of king salmon is prohibited while sport fishing on the Kaseelof River downstream of the Sterling Highway Bridge. In Kenai, the retention of king salmon is prohibited while sport fishing on the Kenai River from its mouth upstream to an Alaska Department of Fish and Game regulatory marker at the outlet of Skelak Lake. For more information, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.